First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
彼得前书第二章第二节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 2.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow to salvation.
我们再请翻开加拉太书第五章。
Now Galatians chapter 5.
我们请读二十二到二十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 22, 24, please.
加拉太书第五章二十二到二十四节。
Galatians 5, 22 to 24.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止，凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
我们再请翻开希伯来书第五章。
And again, shall we please turn to Hebrews chapter 5?
希伯来书第五章，我们读十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹。
Hebrews 5:14, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
我们最后再读一节，就是约翰福音第十章第十节。
Lastly, we will read the book of John, the gospel book, according to John 10:10.
约翰福音第十章第十节，我们读后半段。
Chapter 10, verse 10, we will only read the latter part.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
这个羊或者翻译成人。
And them speak of the sheep, speak of the people redeemed.
所以主耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Therefore the Lord Jesus said, I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里，开始之前我们再有一点祷告。
Now we'll pause here from our scripture reading. Before we start, shall we have a further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
让我们能够一同再次聚在你的脚前。
That together we could be gathered at your feet.
我们一同来领受你的话语。
And together we come to receive your word.
我们求圣灵这时候就在这些话吹气。
We ask right at this minute the Holy Spirit will breathe upon all these words.
也带领我们进入一切的真理。
And lead us into all the truth.
我们把讲的、翻译的、听的都一同带到主的跟前。
We bring the speaker, the translator, and the hearing before your presence.
圣灵在我们中间做那启示的工作。
The Holy Spirit will work that task of a revelation in our midst.
把你的话交通给我们。
Allow us to fellowship in your word.
愿你的话发出亮光，就叫愚昧的人得以通达。
Let your word shine so the simple will be wise.
让我们一同等候在你面前。
And together we wait before you.
我们再一次把感谢敬拜归给你。
Again, we give to you all the worship and thanksgiving.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，我们 三次交通到更丰盛的生命。
Brothers and sisters, last time we fellowship on the life more abundant.
上一次我们稍微交通到神他怎样用尘土造人。
Last time we briefly mentioned how our Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground.
人并且在人的鼻孔里吹了一口气。
And also he breathed this breath of life into man's nostrils.
那人就成了活的魂。
And man becomes the living soul.
人的被造呢，乃是有灵、有魂、有身体。
So man's creation is composed of spirit, soul, and body.
神的心意呢，乃是人可以借着在我们里面的灵与这一位神来交通。
God's will is that through the Spirit within us, man could fellowship with God.
然后，当我们从神所接受的信息内，在我们的魂里面能够把它发表出来。
And the very message that we have received from God in our soul, we can actually express it.
然后我们的魂能够来掌管我们的身体，
then,
让我们来成全神所要我们在地上所执行的权柄来管理全地。
Then the soul will rule over our body, then we can actually reign over the earth through the dominion he has given to us.
那我们也知道呢，神在伊甸园设立了两棵树，一棵是生命树，一棵是分别知识善恶的树。
And we also know that in the Garden of Eden, God has planted two trees. One is tree of life, the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神盼望人能够拣选生命树。
And God hopes that man would choose this tree of life.
因为人被造呢，乃是一个倚靠的生命。
Because man's creation is this life that's leaning upon him.
人不能够单独的离开神而独立。
Man can never be independent away from God.
人必须要学习来倚靠这一位生命的主。
Man has to learn to lean on this very Lord of life.
但是很可惜呢，我们知道夏娃受了引诱。亚当和夏娃他们吃了分别知识善恶树的果子。
But it's quite a shame that as Eve was tempted and both Eve and Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以人拣选了知识善恶，向神独立。
Therefore man chose this tree of the knowledge of good and evil and to be independent of God.
神说你吃的日子必定死。
And God said, the very day that you ate of it, you shall surely die.
这个死我们也知道是首先发生在灵里面的死。
And we all know that this death first starts in our spirit.
至终虽然亚当活了930年，但是他的肉体终究要死亡。
And even Adam lived 930 years, in the very end, his flesh would die.
那我们可以看见呢，人因着临死就没有办法再与神有交通、有来往。
Then we see that because of this mortality, man can no longer fellowship and commune with him.
人的魂就在全人里面掌权。
And man's soul has this total control in man.
凭着自己的知识来定夺善恶。
And therefore, by his own knowledge, he is making a decision on good and evil.
甚至人堕落到一个地步，与身体联合，到一个光景内，是身体来掌管我们这个人。
And to such a point that man is so corrupt that our body actually is controlling us.
所以到了创世纪第六章呢，神在圣经里面告诉我们，人是属乎血气，所以他的灵就不再与我们同在。
Therefore, in Genesis 6, God says, because man is a flesh, his spirit is not with him anymore.
但是神的旨意，神要借着人来掌管万有，这个心意他没有改变。
However, God's very will of controlling the whole world through man has never changed.
虽然人失败，
even though man failed,
但是神的旨意仍然要把人恢复过来。
But it is God's purpose that He will restore man.
所以我们看见当主耶稣把救恩带到地上来的时候，
So here we see that when the Lord Jesus brought the salvation to the world,
他在圣经里面之前就已经给我们预言。
And in the Bible, this very event was prophesied.
他要赐给我们新的心，一个新的灵。
Before the Lord Jesus came, that He would give us this new spirit and new heart.
并且从我们的肉体把实心挪去，赐给我们肉心。
And He would take away this heart of stone and give us this heart of flesh.
并且给我们一个新的把他的灵赐给我们。
And then also He would give His spirit to us.
所以当我们重生得救的时候。
So when we are born again and saved,
首先我们的灵重新活过来。
First, our spirit is quickened, made alive.
并且我们从主得到一个新的生命。
And also from the Lord, we receive this new life.
所以主耶稣对尼哥底母说，
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said this to Nicodemus.
人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
If a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
If he is not born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这个重生乃是借着灵和水所生的。
And this being born again is done through the water and the spirit.
所以当我们重生的时候，我们里面就得到一个新的生命。
So when we are born again, we have this new life within us.
那这个生命在我们的里面就要长大。
And this life within us should grow.
叫我们能够有基督长成的身量。
To the point that we will have the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那我们最后也交通到我们怎样叫这个生命能够长进呢？
Now, last time we also mentioned how we can cause this life to grow.
我们提到约翰福音在十五章那里讲到，我们必须住在主里面。
And in the book of John, we mentioned that we need to abide in the Lord.
主是葡萄树。
The Lord is the vine.
我们是枝子。
And we are His branches.
我们是属于这棵葡萄树的。
We belong to this vine.
我们要与这个葡萄树的生命连结。
And we should be reunited with the life of the vine.
这样我们的生命就能够结果子。
In such a way, our life will bear fruit.
并且主说，
And also the Lord said,
我们若离开了他，我们就不能做什么。
Apart from Him, we can do nothing.
这是实在的事情。
This is something real.
那我们也提到我们怎样能够住在主里面呢？
And then we also mentioned, how could we abide in the Lord?
我们也讲到在约翰一书第二章二十八、二十九节那里讲到呢，我们必须按着恩高的教训，就能够住在主里面。
And also in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, that according to the anointing, we abide in the Lord.
那今天早晨呢，我们要继续来看我们怎样能够住在恩高的教训里面。
And this morning, we will continue to consider how we can abide in the anointing.
那我想呢，在这个点上面我们可以分三个方面来看。
I would like to consider this point from three perspectives.
第一个方面呢，我们从主的话如何能够叫我们的属灵生命能够长进。
First, through the word of God, how the word of God can enable our spiritual life to grow.
第二个方面乃是叫十字架的功课怎样在我们的身上叫我们的生命能够有长进。
Secondly, how can we allow the work of the cross to work in us so we could mature?
然后第三个方面，
Third,
就是让我们从除了主的话、主的十字架这个两个 可以学习的方面之外呢，我们怎样在圣灵里面学习操练。
The thirdly is that besides the work and the word of the God and also the work of the cross, through which we can grow, now we're going to consider how through the Holy Spirit we could exercise ourselves to the fruition of life.
就是操练我们的灵。
That is to exercise our spirit.
好，那我们早晨呢，我想我们今天大概只能够交通主的话这一方面。
This morning, probably we could only focus on the word of the Lord.
那主的话呢，我想我们也大概可以交通三个点。
And as to the word of the Lord, we could also fellowship it from three points.
第一个点呢，
the first point,
就是我们要学习读主的话，渴慕主的话。
Is that we need to learn to long for His word, to study His word.
第二个方面，我们用信心来与所听见的道调和。
Secondly, we should unite the word of God with our faith.
第三个，圣灵如何用主的话来带领我们。
Thirdly, how does the Holy Spirit lead us through His word?
叫我们能够住在主里面。
So that we are able to abide in the Lord.
所以我们首先来看第一个方面，我们怎样渴慕主的话。
Therefore, first, let's consider how can we long for His word.
我们刚刚读的彼得前书。
First Peter, we just read.
在第二章第二节那里。
In chapter 2, verse 2.
他在那里告诉我们呢，我们要爱慕纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
There he teaches that we should desire the word of God as newborn babes for the pure milk of the word.
我想呢，彼得在这里也很清楚告诉我们。
I believe that Peter has told us so clearly here.
当我们重生得救的时候，这个生命在我们的里面就像一个幼小的婴孩一样。
Right after we're converted and being born again, this life within us is just like a little baby.
也许我们年纪可能已经五六十岁，甚至七八十岁了。
Maybe as in terms of our physical age, we are in the 50s, 60s, or 70s and 80s.
但是就着属灵的生命来说，我们是一个婴孩。
But as to the spiritual age, we are still babies.
那婴孩呢，就着我们肉身的生命来说，
In terms of our physical lives,
我们需要有奶的供应。
Babies always need to be provided with milk.
我们需要有食物呢，来帮助我们生命的长大。
We all need food to help us to grow physically.
肉身的生命是如此。
If it is so with our physical body,
属灵的生命更是这样。
How much more would it be with our spiritual life?
肉身的生命需要有物质的食物来喂养它。
For a physical life, it needs to be supplied with materials.
属灵的生命呢，需要属灵的灵奶呢来供应给他。
Therefore, spiritual life needs to be supplied with this spiritual milk.
那这里的灵奶所讲的就是主的话。
And here, Peter speaks of the spiritual milk as the word of God.
那这里呢，他要我们有一个爱慕的心。
Here, Peter wants us to have this longing heart to desire.
这个爱慕呢，就是原文来说是一个非常迫切要的那个心。
And this desire in its original speaks of this urgent desire to have it.
你知道当我们生了小孩，养孩子长大的时候。
You know that once we our babies are born and while they're growing up,
小孩子呢肚子饿的时候，那他那个哭的声音啊。
As soon as babies are hungry,
真是惊天动地。
And their voice of crying is simply just amazing.
他呢，使尽了力呢， 我们可以说呢，使尽了吃奶的力呢。
That's why we Chinese say that they exert this desire, trying to get milk.
在那里哭呢，他要喝奶。
They're crying aloud because they want milk.
这里就是那个意思。
And this is exactly what the verse is referring to.
我们里面就是我们得到这个重生的生命来说呢。
As to the regenerate life which we have received,
我们里面当一得救的时候，我们有一个渴慕，真是要更多的认识主。
Once we are saved, then we have this desire, urgent one, to know Him.
我们要读主的话。
We want to study His word.
我们要从他那里得到更多的喂养。
We want to get more nourishment from Him.
所以我们是在里面那一个饥渴呢，要常常在我们的里面。
Therefore, this desire within us should always be in our heart.
当我们常常接受这个奶的供应的时候
，As we often receive the provision of this spiritual milk,
我们就能够渐渐的长大。
We are able to grow step by step.
这个长大不是一夜之间的。
And this growth is not done overnight.
就好像我们人长大呢，也是渐渐的。
It's very much like man. When we grow up, we grow bit by bit.
这里讲到以致得救。
And the other verse speaks that you may grow thereby up to salvation.
得救呢，这里很清楚，不是指的我们灵里面的那一个重生的得救。
This salvation speaks very clearly that it does not refer to the regeneration of our spirit.
这里乃是讲到我们魂的得救。
It speaks of the salvation of our soul.
神的工作呢，乃是从我们的灵开始。
God's work always starts with our spirit.
我们一信主的时候，我们的灵就得救。
The very moment that we believe in the Lord, our spirit is saved.
但是这个救恩呢，要扩展到我们的魂。
But this salvation will expand itself to the salvation of the soul.
然后将来我们的身体也要得赎。
And in the future, that our whole body will be redeemed.
这是神所定义全备的救恩。
And this is according to the purpose of God as to His full salvation.
那魂的得救也表明到我们这个属灵生命的一个丰满。
And also the salvation of the soul also speaks to the fullness of our spiritual life.
所以我们看见这个主的话在我们属灵生命的长进是何等的重要。
Therefore, we see how crucial it is of this word of God in our spiritual growth.
当我们去读约翰福音第六章六十三节的时候
As we come to read John 6:63,
主耶稣对这些犹太人讲道
When the Lord Jesus preached to the Jews,
他说肉体是无益的
He tells them that the flesh profits nothing.
我对你们所说的话乃是灵乃是生命
The word that I speak to you is the spirit and my words are life.
灵乃是表明不同于属肉属地的这些物质的东西。
Spirit tells us that it is different from all the physical materials of the earth.
灵乃是表明到是属天的。
Spirit signifies heavenliness.
让我们能够看到天的境界。
So that we could see the heavenly sphere.
让我们能够认识神。
So that we could come to know God.
主的话也是生命。
And also the word of the Lord is life.
生命表明是活的。
This life tells us something is living.
它能够喂养我们里面的生命。
It's able to feed our inner life.
当然这是一个属灵的生命。
Of course, this is a spiritual life.
也带来我们属灵的活力。
It also brings to us this spiritual stamina.
这个生命就在我们里面能够长进。
And this life is able to grow within us.
那我们也看见在旧约的里面。
We also see in Old Testament.
在诗篇第十二篇那里讲到。
In Psalm chapter 12.
耶和华的言语是纯净的言语。
The Lord's word is pure.
如同银子在泥炉里炼过七次。
As the silver refined seven times in the furnace.
换句话说，主的话乃是一个极为纯净的话语。
So to put it in another word, the word of our Lord is extremely pure.
我们必须来渴慕主的话，把它接受，来喂养我们属灵的生命。
Now we have to desire it, receive it to feed our spiritual life.
那我们怎样来接受主的话呢？
How do we come to receive God's word?
我想主没有给我们很困难的方法。
I don't suppose that the Lord has made it too difficult.
主给我们每一个人一本的圣经。
He has given to each one of us a copy of the Bible.
主的心意盼望我们能够常常借着他的话我们来认识他。
God's will is simply that through His word we could come to know Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要养成一个读经的习惯。
So brothers and sisters, we need to form the very habit of studying His word.
我们在每一天的生活当中，我们有一段时间能够来读主的话。
In our daily living, separate a section of your time to study His word.
从主的话得到他生命的供应。
And also from His word you will be provided for.
我个人觉得呢，每一天的早晨是最合宜的一个时候。
And personally, I feel that the early morning is the most proper time.
因为当我们每一天经过一个晚上的休息之后，
Because after a whole night's rest,
我们清晨起来，我们的灵这时候是最新鲜最清醒的时候。
Early in the morning, our spirit should be the most fresh and most vigilant.
我们预备好我们自己，我们来到主话语的跟前。
So we prepare ourselves and come before the word of God.
我们也许学习先把我们的心打开。
Maybe we will have to learn first to open our heart.
我们求主把他的话光照在我们的心中。
And we ask the Lord to enlighten in His word into our heart.
我们也许读两三节的圣经。
Maybe we just read two or three verses.
或者读一段的圣经。
Or a paragraph of the scriptures.
然后默想与主有在主话里面的一个交通。
Then you contemplate on the word in which you have this fellowship with Him.
很多的时候呢，我们就会发觉圣灵就开始借着这些话在我们的心中有光照。
And then many times through the Holy Spirit that in all these words will enlighten us.
当我们有光照的时候，我们里面的人就开始明亮，我们从主那里接受了亮光。
And through this enlightenment, our inner person becomes bright, and because we have received this light,
这就成为我们一天的灵粮。
And this will become our daily spiritual food.
这实在不需要花弟兄姊妹太多的时间。
Dear ones, it really doesn't cost you too much time.
也许15-20 minutes.
Maybe just 15-20 minutes.
长一点，也许40-50 minutes.
Maybe 40-50 minutes, a bit longer.
有时候我们真是被主的爱所抓住的时候，时间过得很快。
And sometimes we are so touched, grasped by God's love, and the time just flies.
那很多的时候，我们也许不晓得从哪里开始读圣经起。
And many times we do not know where to start with.
我个人常常觉得呢，诗篇是我们最好来亲近主的一卷书。
And I personally feel Psalms is a very good book through which we can be drawn near to Him.
或者我们每个礼拜五呢，我们在这里有读经的聚会。
Or maybe every Friday night right here we have the Bible study fellowship.
我们每一个礼拜都有固定的进度。
And every week we have a certain schedule for the scripture to be read.
我们就按着我们礼拜五读经的进度呢，我们每一天在家里先预备个两三节、四五节。
Maybe just according to that schedule in your home, just prepare two or three verses.
借着这样的交通，我们就能够从主那里得着属灵的生命。
And the fellowship you get out of then.You could fellowship with other brothers and sisters in such a way to be nourished by God.
这就好像以色列人当初在旷野的时候。
This is very much like Israelites when in those days they were in the wilderness.
他们每天清晨必须要到野地里面去捡这个玛拿。
Every early morning they had to go to the wilderness to find this manna.
成为他们一生啊每一天的供应。
So it will become their daily provision.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在我们属灵的生命也是这样。得到每一天的供应。
Brother and sister, is it in the same way that we need to be supplied spiritually daily?
当我们年日过去的时候
，As years pass by,
我们属灵生命自然就会长大。
Our spiritual life will grow readily in such a way.
那主的话呢，实在是对我们啊，基督徒呢，极其的宝贵。
And also the Lord's word to Christians is so precious.
所以保罗呢对提摩太在提摩太后书三章十六节那里讲到。
Therefore, Paul says this to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16.
他说，圣经是神所默示的。
The spiritual is given by the inspiration of God.
于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益处的。
It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction and instruction in righteousness.
教属神的人得以预备完全行各样的善事。
So that the man of God will be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
主的话呢在我们的身上有教训的功能。
The word of the Lord in us has this function to teach.
教训呢，它原来的意思是 doctrine， 就是教义的意思。
Which in its original means doctrine.
教义，你比方讲，主耶稣他是真神又是真人。
For example, our Lord Jesus is the true God and all man.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
你知道今天有许多的异端在主耶稣的身位上有许多的混乱的说法。
You know, there are so many chaotic sayings in today's heresy as to the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们去读主的话，主就圣经就清楚地告诉我们，把神的儿子的身份地位，他的工作很清楚地告诉我们。
But as we come to study the Word of God, it has made it clearly seen that as to the very person, his work, and also his character in it.
并且主的话是来督责我们。
And also his word is to reprove us.
他让我们能够知道神的心意是什么。
It teaches us as to the will of God.
那主的话也使我们能够归正。
And also the Lord's word is able to correct us.
很多时候我们信主的人，圣经描写我们，我们都是像羊一样。
So many times as the Bible depicts all of us who believe in the Lord as sheep.
我们常常容易像如羊走迷。
We are often like sheep have gone astray.
主的话能够把我们归正回来。
And the Lord's word is able to correct us.
并且主的话能够教导我们学义。
And also his word enables us to learn to do righteous work.
什么是学义呢？简单的说，耶和华眼中看为正的事。
What is this instruction in righteousness simply means? You do the things that's right in the Lord.
我们信主的人，每一个人都有一颗陶足喜悦的心。
Every believer has this heart to please the Lord.
我们愿意行什么是主所看为好的事。
And we want to do what is right in the sight of God.
这些在主的话里面，他都能够帮助我们。
All these are spelled out in the word of the Lord and that can help us.
我们借着这些话，我们行在其中的时候，我们这一个人就能够成为神所预备好的一个器皿。
And through these words, as we walk in them, we will be well prepared to become a vessel useful for him.
主就能够使用我们。
And then the Lord is able to use us.
我们圣经告诉我们，我们都是无用的人。
And the Bible tells us that we're all useless.
我们犯了罪以后
，After we have sinned,
都成为卑贱的器皿。
We have all turned into base vessels.
但是借着主的话，借着话的生命呢，能够把我们制作成一个贵重的器皿。
But through the word of the Lord, through His life within the word, that He is able to remake us into an honorable vessel.
所以我们实在要看重主的话。
Therefore, let's really cherish God's word.
那如果我们不愿意在主的话上面有长进有追求，让主的话来充满我们的时候呢
？If we're not willing to pursue to grow in the word of the Lord, then
我们从希伯来书第五章那里我们可以看见。
From Hebrews 5, we could see this.
在第五章十一节那里讲到。
5:11.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师父，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端，另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Hebrews 5:11 tells us that of whom that is Melchizedek. Of Melchizedek we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
我们在这里看到写书的人警戒这些在犹太的信徒们。
Here we see that the author of Hebrews warns all those Hebrews.
他有许多更深一步属灵的话要来教导给他们。
That he has so many deeper spiritual things to teach them.
但是看看他们信主的年日已经这样长久。
In considering that all the years that have passed since they believed in the Lord.
照他们相信主的年日来说，应当已经成为教师，可以教导别人，帮助别人。
And according to all these years, they should have become teachers to help teach others.
但是呢，他们没有办法领受这些话。
But they are not able to take in all these words.
他们还得要有人重新把神那些救恩开端的道理再一次讲给他们听。
Still, they need somebody else to teach them as to the first principles of the salvation to them again.
就好像婴孩呢，还只能停留在吃奶的阶段。
Just as babes, they could only take in the milk in that stage.
这里讲到吃奶，跟刚刚所提到这个彼得前书那里像婴孩渴慕奶是不一样。
Here Hebrews also speaks of milk, which is different from that mentioned in 1 Peter, that the author exhorts us to desire the word of God as babes.
彼得前书那里所讲乃是讲到我们一个渴慕的心。
First Peter tells us this longing heart.
这里所讲到的奶呢，乃是讲到我们必须要透过别人把主的话消化过了以后，我们才能够接受。
Here, Hebrew's milk is about the state of person who can only absorb in God's word after that word has already been digested by others, which is different from the milk spelled out in 1 Peter.
我们不能够直接从主的话直接有领受。
That is, we cannot receive directly from the word of God.
那在这里实在是一件非常可惜的现象。
And this is quite a shameful phenomenon here.
因为神的心意乃是要他的儿女都能够成为长大成人。
Because it is the will of God that all His children should grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness.
能够明白主的心意,
to be able to understand the purpose of God.
能够明白属灵的事,
to be able to discern spiritual matters.
能够与主同行,
to be able to walk with the Lord.
但是在这里他们只能够像婴孩一样在那里啊接受不能够自己站立起来。
But pitifully here, they're just like babes, just to receive, and are not able to stand in the Lord.
那我想这里呢也有一个很重要的一个原因。
And here, I also can, feel there is a very, crucial reason to this.
那就是保罗呢对着啊提摩太在提摩太后书第六章那里所提到的。
That is what Paul mentions in Timothy in chapter 6.
因为在保罗对提摩太说呢。
Paul says this to Timothy.
对不起，第四章。
Excuse me, chapter 4.
那里讲到呢，到了末了的时候呢，人要厌恶纯正的话语。
And Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, here it says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
并且呢，人的耳朵发痒。
Timothy, 2 Timothy 4:3, and they have itching ears.
就随从自己的情欲呢，增添好多师傅。
And then according to their own desires, they have, they will heap up for themselves teachers.
人耳朵发痒呢，就弃绝主这个纯正的话语。
Because men have this itching ear, so they reject the sound doctrine of the Lord.
进自己就喜欢呢听自己爱听的。
And they love to hear what pleases their ears.
弟兄姊妹，这在今天的世代非常的普遍。
Brothers and sisters, this is so prevalent in today's age.
我们从教会中来看，我们就看到至少有两个大方面。
If you consider the history of the church, you could see two aspects.
第一个方面呢，今天成功神学在教会里面非常的普遍发达。
The first is the success theology is very popular and it is widespread among churches.
成功神学呢，所教导我们的呢，就是让人信耶稣呢，你必定在属地的，在物质上得到许多神的祝福，发达成功。
Success theology teaches that as long as we believe in Jesus, then we would have such prosperity, success, physically, materially.
但是我们来思想这个问题的时候
，But as we really consider this, this issue.
就这一方面来说，我们感谢主，主对于跟随他的人呢，主确实祝福我们。
On the one hand, we really thank the Lord that as to those who follow Him, He does richly bless them.
主有丰盛的恩典。
Because He has this abundant grace.
他要赐给他的儿女。
Which He wants to bestow upon His children.
但是我们不要忘记，主更看重我们这一个人。
However, don't forget that what the Lord emphasizes more is.What kind of person that we are?
主要把我们这个人制作成属灵的丰富。
He wants to form us individually into the spiritual fullness.
但是人不愿意让主来工作在我们的身上。
However, man is not willing to allow him work in us.
却盼望主把许多我们认为好的祝福都临到我的身上。
Instead, we want so many good blessings which we think they are trustworthy to come upon us.
这一个不能够造就我们属灵的生命。
However, this can never edify our spiritual life.
反而我们对着主的跟随引到一个错误的方向去。
And conversely, as to our following of the Lord, we have been led into the wrong direction.
另外一个大的一个人耳朵发痒所造成的一个结果。
Now, another outcome of this itching ears is
就是今天在教会里面 许多理性、哲学的思想进到教会的里头。
Is that so much of the philosophy and the rationality have seeped into the church?
人喜欢听很多有哲学思想的东西。
Men just love to hear the old sayings that's so philosophical.
有科学的东西。
Or scientific.
有人文的素养的东西
or anything that consists of a human refinement
这些理性的东西呢是出于人堕落以后心思发展所出来的结果
all these rational things are actually the very products of man's corrupt mind after man's sin
当这些东西进到教会里面
来的时候 once these things creep into the church
神的儿女不知不觉就被带离主纯正的话语
And God's children unwittingly are led away from this sound doctrine.
所以保罗呢，特别在哥罗西书第二章那里警戒当时的弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, especially in Colossians chapter 2, Paul especially admonishes his brothers and sisters then.
在第八节那里讲到。
Colossians 2:8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学、虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一方面真是只有从积极的一面，我们来渴慕主的话。
So, my dear ones, on the one hand, actively, we need to long for, desire His Word.
把主的话藏在我们的里面。
And hide the Word of the Lord in us.
我们就能够在真道上能够被建立起来。
So that we could be perfected in the Word of the Truth.
那刚刚我们所讲的呢？有时候我们在跟随主的一段日子之后，我们那个渴慕的心就会慢慢的减退。
Now as to what we have just mentioned of this desire, as we follow the Lord years after years, gradually we would kind lose some that eagerness.
那我们要怎么办呢
？And what shall we do then?
有时候我们拿起圣经。
Sometimes when we open our Bible.
我们就好像要打瞌睡了。
And right away we feel dozy, we want to sleep.
这时候我们灵里面就会感觉我们好像退后下去了。
And right away in our spirit we feel we are backsliding.
我们在主面前常常要有这样的祷告。
Therefore we often need to have this kind of prayer before the Lord.
求主把那个渴慕他的心赐给我们。
Lord, give me this very heart to long for you.
我个人觉得呢，有一些祷告主特别喜欢听。
And personally, I feel certain prayers are most pleasing to the Lord. He would answer.
那这样的祷告呢，求主复兴我们，能够更多的来渴慕他，跟随他的。这样的祷告主特别喜悦。
The prayer that asks God to revive us to continue to follow Him is most pleasing to Him.
主内会再一次把我们那个渴慕里面的向着他的心呢重新眺望起来。
Then once again, the Lord will kindle up this very heart to desire Him.
这实在是主的恩典。
Truly, this is the grace of the Lord.
借着这样的一个能力呢，我们能够与主再一次往前。
And through this very strength that enables us to continue to move forward to follow Him.
所以盼望借着我们有这样的心愿。
So hopefully through this earnest desire,
我们能够在主的话语上面不断的长进。
That we will grow continually in the words of the Lord.
那除了我们要渴慕主的话以外
Now apart from longing for the word of the Lord
我们也必须在信心的里面把主的话调和起来
We need to unite the word of the Lord with the faith
我们先来读一下两处的圣经。
Therefore, we need to read two passages in the Bible.
希伯来书
Hebrews
第四章
Chapter 4
他这里第四章我们读第一跟第二节
We will read verse 1 and 2
我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许就当畏惧免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了因为有福音传给我们像传给他们一样只是所听见的道与他们无异因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和
Therefore, since the promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed or united with faith in those who heard it.
这里呢，乃是讲到当神借着摩西带领以色列人从埃及进入旷野要到神所应许他们的迦南地区。
It speaks of the event when Moses led Israelites out of Egypt and led them through the wilderness to enter into the promised land of Canaan.
那我们知道呢，当摩西差遣十二个探子
，And we also know that as Moses sent 12 spies
去探测这个迦南地。
To spy out the land of Canaan.
当他们回来的时候，他们向摩西报告呢，那里确实是牛奶与蜜之地。
And when they came back to report to Moses, they said, "Indeed, that is the land flowing with milk and honey."
并且呢，他们也用两个人扛着一挂葡萄回来。
And they needed two people to carry a cluster of grapes back there.
证明神所说的话一句都没有错。
And this proved that none of the word of God was wrong.
神要把这牛奶与蜜之地赐给他们。
Indeed, God wanted to give them this land flowing with milk and honey.
但是其中十个探子呢，报恶信息。
However, 10 of the spies said bad reports.
他们以眼见的为害怕。
And they were so terrified by all the things they had seen.
他看到呢，迦南地的人城墙坚固。
They saw all the fortified walls in the land of Canaan.
并且呢，迦南地的人高大像巨人、伟人一样。
They saw all the giants, the great men in that land.
他们看自己像蚱蜢。
And then they saw themselves as grasshoppers.
并且他觉得对方看他们也是蚱蜢。
And also in the same way, they believe that this is how the people in the land saw them as grasshoppers.
换句话说，他们没有用信心来接受主的话。
To put it in another word, that they simply did not receive the word of God in faith.
神要把这个地赐给他们。
God wanted to give them this land.
只有加勒跟约书亚两个人在信心的里面看见神要把这个地赐给他们。
And only Caleb and Joshua in faith saw the very fact that God did want to give them the land.
结果那一个世代的男丁呢，因为不信的缘故，就倒闭在旷野。
So all the male in that generation died in the wilderness because of unbelief.
弟兄姊妹，这是对我们一个重要的提醒。
So, brother and sister, this serves as such an important warning to all of us.
当我们接受了主的话
，Once we receive the word of the Lord,
我们不单单只是停留在一个心思头脑的里面。
The word should not stay only in the realm of our mind or in our brain.
当主对我们说话的时候，我们要用。信心呢，去接受这个话。
But once he speaks to us, we need to receive it in faith.
我们最近在读戴德森的传记。
Recently, we're studying Dedson Taylor's biography.
戴德森呢，他年幼的时候。
When he was young.
我们知道戴德森弟兄呢，他是英国人，他呢在中国呢。 宣教创办了内地会。
We know Brother Hudson Taylor was a British, and then he went to China to establish this inland mission.
内地会呢是在教会的历史当中呢是一个神所使用一个最大的一个宣教团体。
And in the church history, inland mission was the greatest instrument through which God used to preach His gospel.
那戴德森弟兄在他大概青少年的时候
，And Brother Taylor at his youth，
他实在有一颗心呢，服侍主。
As a teenager, he truly had a heart to serve the Lord.
后来他慢慢觉得主呢要呼召他到中国去服侍。
And gradually he felt the calling from the Lord to go on the mission in China.
所以他呢有一次呢有一个机会。
So at one time he had this opportunity.
有一个宣教士从中国回来。
That a missionary just came back from China.
他呢带地德珍弟兄就去拜访他。
Therefore, Brother Hudson Taylor paid him a visit.
然后他把主给他的启示，然后主给他怎样的带领，他跟这一位宣教士来分享。
So our brother shared with this missionary about the Lord's leading and Lord's revelation to him.
然后他说，我确实就要到中国去。
So Hudson Taylor said, "Yes, indeed, I want to go to China."
这个宣教士呢问他一句话。
And the missionary asked him this.
谁要资助你呢
？Who is going to sponsor you?
戴德森弟兄呢就说。
So Brother Hudson Taylor said.
他说，当我去读主的话的时候。
When I come to study the word of the Lord.
主耶稣呢，在地上打发十二个门徒出去。
When the Lord Jesus sent the 12 disciples on earth,
主叫他们身上都不要带任何东西。
And the Lord told them not to bring anything with them.
主自自然然就供应他们。
And so naturally the Lord simply supplied them.
我认为主呢，差遣我去中国呢，主也是要这样打发我过去。
I believe when the Lord sends me to China,It will be done in the same way.
这个宣教士对他说。
And the missionary said this to Hudson Taylor.
年轻人。
Young man.
不是这样的。
It is not so.
这一件神迹只有主与门徒同在的时候。
This miracle existed only when the Lord was with his disciples.
现在主已经到天上去了。
Now the Lord has gone to heaven.
你必须要有人资助你，你才能去中国。
So you must have a sponsor, then you could go to China.
但是戴德森，他里面被主的话深深所抓住。
But Hudson Taylor, being so deeply grasped by the word of the Lord,
他不相信这一位宣教士所讲的。
Did not believe a word of the missionary.
他相信主的话。
He believed in the word of the Lord.
所以他。在主奇妙的带领底下
So in the wonderful leading of the Lord
他开始到伦敦去念医学院来预备他自己
He first went to London to enroll in a medical school to prepare himself
他要借着行医到中国传道
Through medicine he wanted to go to China to evangelize
即使他在当学生的时候，他就学习靠信心的生活。
Even when he was a medical student, he learned this life by faith.
主就在奇妙的恩典里面，在信心里面就不断的带领他。
And in the Lord's amazing grace and leading, he continued to lead Hudson Taylor on.
所以他就能够。凭着信心，不靠着人的资助，靠着这一位天上的主带领他到了中国。
Therefore, Hudson Taylor, by faith, not by human's provision, he simply leaned on the heavenly God, and then he went to China.
弟兄姊妹，信心的功课实在说来真是不容易。
Brothers and sisters, truly, it is very difficult regarding this very lesson of faith.
但是当一个人因着主的话摸着了他的时候，他愿意把他的信心跟上去的时候，这是何等的叫我们属灵的生命能够长进。
But once a person being so touched by the word of God and is willing to go on with it, oh, this is going to be such an amazing spiritual lesson for him.
所以当雅各就是主的兄弟啊，写雅各书告诉我们的时候
，Therefore James, that is the brother of our Lord, when he wrote James.
我们看一下雅各书第一章。
Take a look at James chapter 1,
22节
verse 22.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子，看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
James chapter 1 verse 22, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer,He is a man observing his natural face in the mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does.
雅各在这里勉励我们。
Here, James encourages us.
我们不仅听到，能要行道。
That don't just be a listeners, but be a doer of the word.
因为真正在信心里面行出来，我们就能够在这个道上蒙福。
Because if we could truly carry out the word, by faith, then you will be very blessed.In the very word you try to perform.
因为到了第二章，他就
Because when we come to chapter 2,
很清楚给我们看见呢，这个行道乃是里面那个信心的表现。
The doing of the word is actually the very manifestation of your faith.
所以，我们真是不仅读了主的话，听了主的话。我们能够在信心里面跟上去。
So not only do we study His word, we hear His word, but also in our faith, we need to catch on.
我们就能够经历主许多。
Then in such a way that we will experience Him so much.
这就像主耶和华神呢对耶稣亚所讲的。
This is very much the same as the Lord God said to Joshua.
他们来到约旦河的东边。
When they came to the east side of the Jordan,
神对耶稣亚说
，And the Lord said to Joshua,
这一块地呢，我已经应许摩西要赐给你们的，我已经要赐给你们了。
Now the very land that which I have promised Moses to give to you, I will give to you too.
然后呢？你们要起来，凡你们脚掌所踏之地呢，都是你们的。
Rise up on the very land upon which the sole of your feet tread. I will give them to you.
弟兄姊妹，许多的真理是可经历的。
So brothers and sisters, so much of the truth can actually be experienced.
我们要在信心中起来。
So in faith, let's rise up.
当我们脚掌所踏之地就是我们的。
The very land upon which the sole of your feet tread is yours.
所以我们盼望主给我们有这样的信心。
Let's all ask the Lord to grant us this kind of faith.
很多时候我们对主的话不太能够信得来。
So many times it seems we just cannot believe wholly God's word.
同样的，我们就要像那个求主医治他孩子的那个在马可福音第九章那里说那一个人一样。
Then we should be like the man in Mark 9 who asked the Lord to heal his son.
主啊，我愿意相信。
Lord, I want to believe.
但是我信心不足。
Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief.
让我能够跟得上去。
So that I will be able to follow on.
很多信心的功课确实不容易。
It is, yeah, so difficult to master all the lessons of faith.
因为我们信心的度量呢，我们只能够按着我们的度量一步一步往前行。
Because we can only move on according to the measure of our faith, step by step.
当我们的度量还没有到那里的时候，
When our measure of faith is not up there yet,
我们实在需要主更多怜悯我们。
We really ask for the Lord's mercy upon us.
但是当我们有愿意学习的心呢，我们一步一步往前行的时候，
However, as soon as we have this very heart to learn this lesson of faith and are willing to go on step by step,
我们就能够更深的与主往前去。
Then truly indeed we will walk together with the Lord more deeply.
最后呢，主的话呢，需要圣灵常常在我们里面给我们有一个更新。
Lastly, we need the Holy Spirit to often renew the word of the Lord in us.
我们可以请大家看一下约翰福音。
Please turn with me to the Gospel according to John.
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
我们看一下十二节跟十三节。
John 16, verses 12 and 13.
第十二节，他主耶稣说：“我有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等圣灵，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉你们。”
Verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot.Bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into the truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come.
圣灵呢，也是真理的灵。
Now, the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of the truth.
当我们来读主的话的时候，
When we come to study God, the Lord's Word,
我们常常有一个倾向呢，要用我们的心思去解，去明白主的话。
We do have this inclination that we often with our mind, with our thought, we try to dissect to study God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习把我们的心敞开。
Dear ones, let's all learn to open up our hearts.
求主借着他的圣灵把话语的光光在我们心的深处。
And we ask the Lord.Through the light of the Holy Spirit, enlighten His word in us.
在诗篇一百一十九篇告诉我们。
And in Psalm 119, we read.
当你的话一解开，就叫愚昧的人得通达。
When your word is unfolded, you make the simple wise.
我想弟兄姊妹或多或少常常有这样的经历。
So brothers and sisters, I do believe that more or less you have the similar experiences.
我们要学习用灵来读主的话。
So let's all learn to speak, to study the word of God in spirit.
主他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Now, Lord, His word is spirit and life.
当我们的灵被光照的时候，我们就满了喜乐，我们就满了高油在我们的里面。
When our spirit is enlightened, we are filled with joy and anointing.
所以是在求主，我们在读经的时候呢，常常要有祷告，谦卑的心来到主面前。
So truly, as we study God's word, let us all have this prayerful and humble heart before Him.
这样我们就能够真实的得生命。
then we will truly receive this life from Him.
并且圣灵内能够用主的话来引导我们走前面的道路。
Now, furthermore, the Holy Spirit will guide us in our way through the Holy Spirit.
他要把将来的事都告诉我们。
Even He would tell us the things to come.
当我们学习用我们的灵来领受主的话的时候，
When we learn to receive God's word in our spirit,
我们里面就能够有一个越过人眼目的一个天上的开启。
Then within us we have this revelation which bypasses man's eyesight.
也许就着我们目前所面对的情况是非常叫人沮丧没有盼望的。
Maybe the very situation you are in are so discouraging that you will lose heart without hope.
但是圣灵常常会叫我们灵里面看见越过我们眼目所不能看见的。
But the Holy Spirit within us will enable us to bypass all the visible things and be able to see all those invisible things.
主仍然在掌权。
Because the Lord reigns.
他要带领我们经过一切。
And He will lead us to go through all things.
当我们这样学习的时候，
Now as we learn in such a way,
我们就能够住在主里面。
We are able to abide in the Lord.
我们就能够像枝子连于葡萄树一样。
Just like the branches are united to the vine.
那对于主的话，对于我们在信心这样的跟随等等，其中有一个最重要的目的。
Now, in the midst of all the things about the word of the Lord and our faith, there is one most pivotal point as to following Him.
就是更多的认识我们的主。
That is to know the Lord more and more.
我们最后读两处的圣经。
So here we will read two more passages.
我们先读约翰福音第五章。
First, John 5.
这是弟兄姊妹刚刚查经的时候读过的。
This is the verse which we just studied in our Bible meeting.
你们第三十九节，
539，
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me.That you may have life.
这个查考圣经呢？
Now, searching the scriptures.
查考这两个字原文的意思呢，是主鼓励大家要去查考圣经。
In its original, it simply means that the Lord is encouraging everyone to search, to study the scriptures.
Darby 的翻译呢，是讲到 appealing, 盼望大家能够都去查考圣经。
In Darby's copy, it says appealing, hoping that everyone would come to study God's word.
因为当我们越明白主的话的时候，我们就发觉圣经里面都是为着基督做见证。
The more we study God's word, the more we realize that everything in the Bible is simply to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这一个见证的目的乃是把我们引到基督这里。
However, the very purpose of this testimony is simply to lead us to Christ.
所以当我们读圣经，我们从主的话这里一点那里一点得着他的亮光，至终的目的乃是叫我们更多的认识基督的丰满。
So when we study the Bible, we might have piecemeal light from here and there, but the final end is for us to know Jesus Christ.
刚开始我们也许这里一点那里一点。
At the very beginning, maybe you would have this inside, piece here and piece there.
但是年日过去，我们对基督的一个丰满的图画呢，更深刻的里面有那一个。清楚的认识。
But as years go by, that you, within you, you will have this clear picture of the fullness of Jesus Christ in you.
那 接着这个认识，我们当然就一点一滴的从他那里得生命。
And through this understanding, bit by bit, you will receive life from Him.
这是叫我们属灵生命能够从他而得长进。
And it is through this way that our spiritual life would be provided for by His life.
第二处的圣经。
Now the second passage.
我们看一下十七章。
Chapter 17 of the same book.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他说认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督就是这就是永生
And this is eternal life that they may know you the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent
弟兄姊妹我们刚刚读的这两处圣经就着一方面来说是对着还没有信主的人这话是适用的
Dear ones, as to the two passages we just read, on the one hand, they are very proper for all those unbelievers.
但是对着我们信主的人，这个话更合宜。
But on the other hand, to us who believe in the Lord, they are even more proper.
他说，认识你独一真神。
Now, knowing the only true God.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
这就是永生。
This is eternal life.
永远的生命。
Eternal life.
这个认识呢，原文的意思乃是一个经历上的认识。
Now this know in its original speaks of the experiential understanding.
是一个里面的认识。
Which comes from within.
我们在经历中借着信心我们认识了主
In our experiences through faith we come to know the Lord
就好像戴德森弟兄认识主是可信的主
Just like Hudson Taylor this brother knows his Lord as the faithful one
我们有这一个里面的认识的时候我们得就得永生
When we have and possess this inner understanding then we dodo have everlasting life.
这个永生，这个生命在我们的里面就不断的扩大丰满。
Now this eternal life will continue to expand unceasingly in fuller and fuller measure.
所以认识主跟我们生命的丰满长成是有
Therefore, this knowing the Lord is closely related to the growth of our life and its measure of fullness.
所以盼望主能够再一次吸引我们回到他话语的跟前。
So I hope that once again the Lord will draw us back before Him.
也借着信心里面我们能够来行主的话。
And also by faith that we simply walk in His Word.
但愿圣灵能够常常把主的话带领我们进入一切的真理。
If only the Holy Spirit often through the Word of the Lord lead us into His truth.
叫我们住在主里面。
So that we actually abide in Him.
我们再低头有一点祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们实在满心的感谢你。
Oh Lord, we are full of thanksgiving.
愿你的话真是成为我们的灵，成为我们的生命。
Let your word become our spirit and our life.
让我们常常回到你话语的光中。
Let us often come before the light of your word.
得到你的喂养。
To be fed by you.
得到你生命的供应。
To be supplied by you.
我们也求你赐给我们信心。
We also ask that you would grant us this faith.
叫我们能够跟得上你的话。
So that we can catch up to your word.
因为你是这一位信实的主。
Because you are the faithful Lord.
纵然我们常常失信，你却是可信的。
Even though we are often faithless, but you are faithful.
因为你不能背乎你自己。
because you cannot deny yourself.
我们只有感谢你今天早晨再一次啊，用你的话来激励我们。
We can only thank you because once again this morning you have spurred us with your word.
叫我们真是能够住在基督的里面。
So that we could really abide in Christ.
让我们生命长大成熟。
And then our life will be able to grow to fruition.
好叫主你得着更多的荣耀。
So that Lord yourself will receive more glory.
也能够预备主你的回来。
And also we will be prepared for your coming.
这样祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving, with thanksgiving in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.